Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever met someone who felt they had all the answers to life's challenges and opportunities? It's fairly clear, without exception, that anyone who thinks that he or she knows it all doesn't. If you need to make an important decision, if you need financial guidance or spiritual wisdom, then we encourage you to follow the scriptural insight found in Proverbs 15:22.
Proverbs 15, verse 22 in the classic Amplified Bible says, "Where there is no counsel, purposes are frustrated, but with many counselors, they are accomplished." The New Living Translation of Proverbs 15, verse 22 says it this way: "Plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success." You know, honey, the point of this is that as you listen to more and more people, you get a better understanding of the, not just that every one of them is going to have sage advice, but you get a much broader idea of the things that you're actually thinking about.
It gives you different perspectives, and you can then choose
exactly
what you feel led of the Lord to do.
Amen.
And how you need to act and react. Hallelujah. So if you want to succeed in life, it's best to seek out advisors or counselors who can guide you in the area of investments, debt elimination, real estate, networking, business plans, estate planning, life planning, and much more. We believe in getting all the advice you can prior to making a decision. Such an approach, well, it's not only wise, it's scriptural.
Amen.
We find many scriptures that warn us about the disadvantages and pitfalls of not having good counselors and advisors.
One of those is Proverbs 11, verse 14. That's Proverbs 11, verse 14 in the classic Amplified Bible. "Where no wise guidance is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety."
Hallelujah.
And in Proverbs 24, verse 6, Proverbs 24, 6 in the classic Amplified Bible, it says this: "For by wise counsel you can wage your war, and in an abundance of counselors, there is victory and safety."
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 24, verse 6 in the New Living Translation. "So don't go to war without wise guidance. Victory depends on having many advisors."
Your victory, your success, will be in part dependent on your ability to have good counselors and advisors speaking into your life.
The Message Bible Translation of Proverbs 15, verse 22. Proverbs 15, 22 says, "Refuse good advice and watch your plans fail. Take good counsel and watch them succeed."
Hallelujah.
You know, we'll never get, you should never get really estate planning or investment counseling or whatever as far as your financial life, probably even every part of your life, from just one person, unless you really know that that person has the entire and the whole picture, because we really need to know that the Holy Spirit is the one who's guiding them and guiding us.
And obviously, if you've had relationship with that person, then you know their character, and that's important. It's important not to be unequally yoked when it comes to something like this as well, honey, because you want to do business with godly people who more often than not will put your interest, you know, paramount in what they say and do. Hallelujah. Some people, some salespeople have multiple agendas. Yes, they want to help you, but they also want to help themselves with a nice commission check based on what program you buy from them. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing unethical about a salesperson earning a commission. But on the occasion that they're, well, if their vested interest supersedes yours, then that's a problem. In fact, sales is an extremely honorable profession. It really is. I'll give you an example. Some life insurance representatives may try to sell you whole life insurance instead of term insurance because the high whole life plan carries a higher commission. Now, in certain circumstances, that might be, you know, appropriate for you. But for most people, not the case. You know, you invest the difference. At any rate, some professionals have tunnel vision, for instance. I've had CPAs advise me against paying off my house because of the home interest deduction. And then I turned around and showed him, I did this for a banker one time too, how I actually saved money by paying the house off, regardless of that deduction. A credit counselor with a secular attitude, and even some Christian credit agencies, will have trouble with you tithing because they feel you need all your resources to pay off your debts. They just don't understand the spiritual consequences of what they're asking you to do because they don't really believe the word works. Now, I'm not saying, we're not saying you shouldn't have a money advisor. Have two of them. I like having different perspectives when it comes to my effective stewardship of what God has entrusted to me. Always, always measure any financial advice that you're given against the Word of God. If the advice doesn't line up with the Word, then don't do it, regardless of how much sense it seems to make. As I've traveled the nations, I'm frequently asked by people, I'll be their mentor. That's a question that's often asked, answered, but seldom followed up on. I remember the time this one ambitious young man asked me if I'd be his personal mentor. I asked, why me? He said, you talk more about debt-free living and rich thoughts than anybody I know of. I asked him if I could assemble a team of 100 of the best success coaches and personal mentors, would he be interested? He said, absolutely. Then he asked, is it a seminar, an online program? How does it work? How long will I have access to? I asked, would you be interested in immediate and unlimited access to these great writers, teachers, and speakers? Once again, his eyes sparkled as he said, are you kidding? Then I told him that getting these 100 inspirational leaders together in one place might be difficult. So would it be acceptable if we took accounts of their lives, teachings, and rich thoughts, recorded the best of their collective wisdom into one volume? Then I asked, would you be interested in purchasing such a priceless collection? He told me he'd been to one of those weekend seminars where the guy charged $2,500 just to hear him talk and to pitch his $5,000 wealth accumulation system. Then he said 100 of the best and most successful teachers, mentors, offer their best stuff. Just tell me how much. If it's too expensive, I may need to put it on my credit card. I said, relax. I'm sure you can afford this priceless book. As I reached into my briefcase and pulled out my Bible. His face probably looked the same way you felt hearing these words, disappointed. But let's get real and think about it. The Bible is without question the greatest success guide for debt-free living ever written. Within its 66 books, we'll find success and failure, tragedy and triumph, betrayal and forgiveness, despair and hope, hurt and healing, doubt and faith, decisions made and consequences experienced, the promise of eternal life then and abundant life now.
Think about that. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof, and conviction of sin, for correction of error, and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness, in holy living in conformity to God's will in thought, purpose, and action, so that the man or woman of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. You know, the psalmist had it right, honey, when in the Amplified Bible translation of Psalm 119, verse 99. Psalm 119, 99 says, yes, I have more insight than my teachers, for I am always thinking of your laws. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right. Here's God's challenge, or my challenge, our challenge, for you. Set aside a specific time each day to spend time with the greatest mentor of all, the Holy Spirit. Ask him to reveal the financial revelations you need, that you need to know right now.
Isaiah 54, verse 11 in the Message Bible says, all your children will have God for their teacher. What a mentor for your children. You'll be built solid, grounded in righteousness, far from any trouble, nothing to fear, far from terror. It won't even come close. This is what God's servants can expect. I'll see to it that everything works out for the best. God's decree.
Even when you have great advisors, counselors, and mentors, there's going to come a point where you'll need to weigh all the suggestions and recommendations based on what the Word of God says, and then just do it. Ultimately, you'll be the one on Judgment Day to give an account for the effectiveness of your stewardship. For almost 30 years, I worked with Brother John Avanzini, our dear friend and mentor. Brother John looked to me for creative insight and practical suggestions on how he could more effectively get the body of Christ out of death into abundance. When presenting him with ideas, I would frequently tell him that I was of no value to him if I didn't speak plainly and share my suggestions. However, I would always remind him, and myself, whose name was on the front of the building. It was his, not mine. It was Brother John who made the final determination on every submitted idea. But with Brother John, I was confident that God would be glorified and the devil terrified by the decisions he made.
In 2 Samuel 15, verse 15, in the New Living Translation, it kind of sums it up.
It does.
Says, we are with you, his advisors replied. Do what you think is best.
Wow. Great scripture. Listen, you don't have to be a know-it-all because you have a personal relationship with someone who does know it all.
Hallelujah.
Just trust it. Think about it. Hallelujah. Go to HaroldHaring.com up at the top where it says Soul Seed. If you've been blessed by the teaching, just ask God what seed to put in the ground. And while you're on the website, check out this week's 2-minute video and many of the other financial articles. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.